Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Ashiana Housing Limited Q3 FY23 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone telephone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Binay Sarda from Ernst & Young. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thanks, Melissa. Welcome, everyone, and thanks for joining this Q3 FY23 earnings call for Ashiana Housing Limited. The results and the investor presentation have been mailed to you, and it is also available on the stock exchange. In case if you have not received the same, please write to us and we'll be happy to send it over to you. To take us through the results for this quarter and answer your questions, we have today with us Mr. Varun Gupta, Whole-time Director, and Mr. Vikash Dugar, CFO. We'll be starting the call with a brief overview of the company's performance of this quarter, and then we'll follow it up with Q&A session. I would like to remind you that everything said on this call that reflects any outlook for the future, which may be construed as a forward-looking statement, must be viewed in conjunction with uncertainties and risks that they face. These uncertainties and risks are included, but not limited to, what we have mentioned in the prospectus filed with SEBI and subsequent annual report, which you will find on our website. With that said, I'll now hand over the call to Mr. Vikash Dugar. Over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone. Hope all of you and your families are keeping healthy. I welcome you to discuss the performance of the third quarter of FY23 of Ashiana Housing. Thank you for joining us today. Ashiana Amara Acres Center project in Gurugram was fully sold on launch. We also launched Ashiana Advait Senior Living project in Bhiwadi. Apart from these new projects, we also launched phase three of Ashiana Anmol in Gurugram and last phase of Ashiana Umang in Jaipur. Both of these are kid-centric projects. The last phase of Ashiana Dwarka, Jodhpur were also launched in Q3 FY23. We achieved an area booked of 9.03 lakh sq ft for the quarter gone by. Value of area booked went up to rupees 485.29 crores in Q3 FY23, vis-a-vis 240.19 crores in Q2 FY23. Average realization price improved to rupees 5,373 per sq ft in Q3 FY23, vis-a-vis rupees 4,904 per sq ft in Q2 FY23. This improvement was driven both by increasing prices in projects and change in mix towards higher priced projects. The total sale value reached to rupees 877.62 crores for the period April to December 2022. Deliveries commenced in Daksh with 2.99 lakh sq ft delivered in phase one. A total of 3.6 lakh sq ft was delivered in the third quarter. This was against a delivery of 2.07 lakh sq ft in second quarter and 2.11 lakh sq ft in the first quarter of the financial year 2022-23. Area constructed was 3.42 lakh sq ft in Q3 FY23 versus 4.38 lakh sq ft in Q2 FY23. Total revenue increased to rupees 135.31 crores Q3 FY23 from rupees 91.72 crores in Q2 FY23. ECI improved to positive rupees 9.29 crores in the quarter gone by versus negative rupees 1.31 crores in Q2 FY23. Pre-tax operating cash flows was positive at rupees 35.6 crores in Q3 FY23 versus negative rupees 1.05 crores in Q2 FY23. On this note, I would like to conclude my remarks. We will now be happy to discuss any questions or suggestions that you may have.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may enter star and one on their touchtone telephone. If your questions have been answered and you wish to withdraw yourself from the queue, you may enter star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. To ask a question, you may enter star and one. We have the first question from the line of Ankit Shah from White Equity. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for taking my question. I have one question on construction base. So, can you share the trajectory for construction over next four to six quarters? And also if you can share the hurdles that you know are coming on the way of picking up construction. Thank you.
Hi, Ankit. You were a little soft, so I will just state the question again. You want to understand how the construction outlook looks over the next four, five quarters, and what are the hurdles in picking up construction. Construction outlook, I think we are in that 20 to 25 lakh sq ft zone annually, from next year onwards. We haven't set our annual targets for next year as of yet. But the trajectory that we have, I think we are in that 20 to 25 lakh sq ft target. This year, in terms of construction volumes, particularly the third quarter was a little slower than we expected. We had particularly three hurdles that have come in this year. One hurdle was the ban in NCR for construction. That this happens every year, but it happens particularly in the third quarter. And also second, what has happened to us is our spread in NCR because of increasing work in Gurgaon and Bhiwadi has become a larger part of our portfolio. So the impact of the construction ban in third quarter feels a little bit more to us. The second issue that came in terms of construction this year has been that our launches have gotten a little delayed than what we had planned. So that led to delay in construction in the volumes that we expected. In sales, it's easier to catch up. You know, in Amara, we could sell on day one when we got the response that we did. But we can't build on day one. We need to take the time, so the delay cost it. And the third, you know, some challenges on construction manpower and supply chain remain. But I think those challenges are the smallest of the challenges that I've said. So next year, I'm a lot more hopeful that construction volumes will be better because, you know, projects have launched this year. And we had planned to launch five projects this year, which we have launched three. Two are getting launched in Q4. So we will have enough room to do construction next year.
Yeah, that's helpful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Himanshu Upadhyay from O3 Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Congratulations on good set of numbers. I had one or two questions, okay? First was on the project launches, okay? Especially in Gurgaon and where we are seeing successes, okay? And next phases are to be launched. Are you replanning those projects? So in terms of larger size of next phase of those projects or anything you are reevaluating or reworking, or how are you thinking on that? Because if the momentum is strong, why not a slightly higher, larger phase of the launches? Okay. So this was one thing.
Okay. Himanshu, I think we made a mistake like this of launching the very high side phases earlier when market momentum was high. And then we got saddled with unsold built inventory, which took a bit. So we just want to be careful around that. To us, like a 4 lakh sq ft, nearly 4 lakh sq ft phase size is quite large itself. And as we see momentum, one is always free to launch another phase instead of increasing the size of the phase. So we have, as we sold phase one out faster than we expected in Amara, phase two launch, we have received RERA for phase two, and we should launch Amara phase two also hopefully soon. And then take that up as we go along. I think that's the thought process that we have right now.
And on the launch, what are the prior top launches or priorities in next 12 to 15 months now? Can you give some idea on that?
We have two launches in Q4, which are fresh projects. Phases, so Amara phase two, I will not talk about, you know, phase launches are a separate bit from project perspective. We are launching Ashiana Ekansh in Jaipur and Ashiana Prakriti in Jamshedpur. These are two big launches in this quarter. And in the next financial year, we have five launches planned, two in Jaipur, which is the land in Bhagrota and the land in Murlipura. We have also, in Jagatpura, we have also planned launches of senior living in Chennai, the two projects, one at Mahindra World City and other at Nemili, and Ashiana Amod in Pune, which is also a senior living project that we plan to launch. That's the main new five project launches that we have planned. Phase launches will be over and above this.
Okay. And one thing, in terms of deliveries, okay, is there, we had certain phases where we said it may take more time, okay, or one or two quarters. Are we running on time, and is there any probability that we can do faster, or what's the progress on that side? Because
so we have put expected customer handover dates in our sheet, okay. So and the thing is, you know, a slippage of a quarter could happen because these get bulk thing, something that is planned in March, if it goes to April, there is a quarter slippage in this technically, but it's really a slippage of maybe 15, 20, 30 days. We are generally on track, but this, like, you know, something might go from one quarter to the other a little bit when it's closing, but generally schedule of construction seems on track to what is what we have reported.
And on business development, lastly, then thank you. Yeah, just business development, what are we doing right now
on business development? Our focus is to get more work in Gurgaon, in Jaipur, and to look at senior living projects elsewhere in the country, wherever we can expand to. Senior living is something we want to take to more locations. So that's the sort of the way we are looking at how to go about doing this in terms of BD. That said, as I said, right now land markets are at least have been frothy for a bit. I think good news is that that on the land front, some signs of corrections are there. One clear sign is that the plotting market in Gurgaon has slowed down considerably. Prices have flattened and plateaued. Volumes have started reducing, but oversupply is a situation on the plot size that I see coming, which I think should help land markets cool off a little bit. So that's where we are at in our perspective. In the way.
Yeah, thank you from my side.
Thank you, Manju.
Thank you. Participants, if you have a question, you may enter star and one. We have the next question from the line of Rohit from iThought PMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello. Good evening. My question was, one was on these five launches that you had talked about, which you see in the next couple of quarters. In terms of square footage, what would be?
So in terms of the future, next year project that we're going to launch?
Yeah, these five launches that you just spoke about, these are going to be FY24 or this quarter and next quarter? Sorry.
In Q4, we are launching two projects. These two projects put together are about 14 lakh square foot. We are not launching the entire project because we launch phases. I would say the phase launches of these would be put together about 7 odd lakh square foot. Half the project should get launched in these two projects. And next year, all the projects put together that we have, five, is about 45 lakh square foot of total in projects, of which phase one of all those projects put together would be about 9-10 lakh square foot, like about 20%, maybe 25%. With new phases of existing projects, we plan to launch around another 3 million square, a total of 3 million square foot in FY24, so 30 lakhs. So maybe around, you know, about 10 to 15 lakh square foot will get launched in new projects, and about 10 to 15 lakh square foot will get launched in new phases of existing projects.
Right. So just to summarize, you're saying that this quarter you'll see about 7 lakhs of launches, which will have another 7 lakhs of further phases. And overall in FY24, you're looking at around 10 to 15 lakhs of new launches and a similar number for existing phases getting launched, correct?
Correct. In this quarter also, we will have an existing phase of another 2-3 lakh square foot also coming in. Yeah.
Okay, so you launch close to about a million in this quarter in Q4, correct?
Yeah, and about 3 million next year.
Understood. So I just wanted to understand in terms of, this year you were given a pre-sales number of about 1,000 to 1,100 crores, which seems now fairly doable. One hopes. How are you thinking next year? We are also looking at, you said, 3 million square feet kind of launches. And then obviously the bigger question then is that how are we sort of trying to backfill the launches and the phases that we will launch in terms of our inventory, in terms of our overall land inventory. So if you can just maybe share some perspective there.
So right now, you know, we have about a crore and 20 lakh square foot to sell as of 31st December, right? Future projects in terms of land available for future development, I'm knocking off two, which in Bhiwadi, in Milakpur, in Calcutta, because I don't have light on those projects, when they get launched or what will happen on those. Outside of that, we still have a crore and about 50 lakh square foot to sell. We have enough to sell for a bit. It's not that we don't have anything going for another 3-4. We have enough for around 3-4 years as the pace keeps. We will need to add more inventory to manage that for future. That said, according to us right now, land markets are a little frothy, and we will continue to keep quoting in the market, but not be very, very aggressive on pricing. I think that's the only thing that we are looking at from a strategic perspective. And in my opinion, the land markets are showing signs of correction and plateauing and flattening out. And hopefully over the next maybe 12 months, we'll be able to conclude some transactions.
Well, and in FY24 now, what are you thinking in terms of pre-sales? Anything, will you be able to maintain or grow?
We don't have a pre-sale number target, Rohit, for the next year. We'll get to know that over the next month. Pre-sales might be a little volatile as we go along. It's not necessarily going to be consistent in one trajectory depending on how launches are planned. But right now, FY24 to me looks good.
Right. Sure. I'll come back in the group. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Priyank Sanghvi from 5Y. Please go ahead. Mr. Sanghvi, if your line is muted, please unmute and speak.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks. So, Varun and Vishal, good numbers. Since we provide rental and retail services to the project in our existing project to the resident. Do we track the rental yields at the major locations of our project?
We don't track rental yields, Priyank, exactly, but we do track rental values. So I wouldn't know the percentage, we'll have to do the math, but we do track rental values.
So can you, what do you mean by rental value? You mean the absolute number at least?
How much rent will you pay per month to rent a flat?
Okay. So can you share those numbers, the current numbers for, say, Gurgaon, Jaipur, Chennai and Bhiwadi?
Yes, can you write to us separately to Radhika and to head investor relations? We get that information across to you. We collate it from the different teams and have it sent across to you.
Yeah, I'll do that. So when I write for the information, then can you give the necessary information that I can calculate the rental yield as well?
We'll see what we can organize. But rental yields are typically in the 3% plus minus half a percent to 1%. You know, so let's say 2 to 4% is the rental yield ranges across the bit. We'll try and share more information with you.
Yeah, I understand the rental yields don't vary much, but then even between say 2 and 4%. I think so. The number, it doesn't sound big difference, but I think so. It can, on a practical basis, that can tilt a person from buying versus renting. At 4% along with appreciation, people may move.
Absolutely,
from.
We'll share that information with you as much as we can.
Whenever thank you so
can,
much.
We'll share.
Have a great quarter and next year.
Thank you, Priyank.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Avadhoot Joshi from Newberry Capitals. Please go ahead.
Hi. Congrats on the good set of numbers. Area booked has increased and the realizations have also increased. Just two questions. Major of the realization increase, whether it is contributed by Gurugram and whether we have able to increase the realization in Bhiwadi also.
A large contribution is coming from Gurugram this quarter because Gurugram has played a very large role in the area booking in the first place and also in value of area booked overall. So it has had a very, very large contribution this quarter overall. More than half the total square footage sold in the quarter came in from Gurugram. So that made a difference. Second, in Bhiwadi, we've been able to increase prices, not significantly in the premium home segment, but still some upward movement. However, the project Ashana Advik in senior living that was newly launched has been launched at a higher price than Ashana Nirme. And we are seeing about a 7-8% bump up there.
Great. On the land parcels that you are looking, you will be looking, the preference would be again to Gurgaon and Jaipur then?
Yes, the land parcels we are looking at are for Gurgaon and Jaipur, and we are exploring other big cities for senior living as well. So those are the two places where we are concentrating.
Okay, and finally on the Pune, the response, any progress over there in Pune? Because we are so, I think the portion is very little, I understand, but this quarter, but how is the response, any progress over there?
Pune, we are fairly satisfied with the launch of Ashana Malhar that had happened, selling 1,20,000 square foot till now. We had launched in the second quarter. I'm fairly happy with how Ashana Malhar is done. Obviously, the second quarter was very heavy because of the launch. But if we keep this pace, I think we are on track in Pune. I think the bigger game in Pune is also going to be senior living for us. Ashana Amod is in like the final leg to get launched. We have plan sanctions, we have environmental clearances, we are about... we are in the process of RERA, So I think that will also have a much bigger dent on for us in terms of growth.
Okay, understand. Congratulations once again and thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, you may enter star and one. We have the next question from the line of Ankur Kumar from Alpha Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Congrats for a good set of numbers and thank you for taking my questions. Sir, my question was on the revenue recognition. So if I know correctly, we recognize when we give the project to the final consumer, which is the buyer. So in terms of this quarter, we see there is a good jump in revenue. So what are the key projects that we have handed over to the customers in this quarter?
Yeah, hi, Vikash here. The key project on which deliveries happened in this quarter was Ashiana Daksh. Yeah, so bulk of the revenue was clocked due to Ashiana Daksh. It's a project in Jaipur.
But this was supposed to be handed over to customer in the Q1 of FY24 as per the presentation.
Yeah, but we were in a position to complete it timely, issue our intimation of position and deliver. So we did that.
Okay. Sure, sir. And now if I look at the ongoing project pipeline, we have two projects in Jamshedpur, which we are supposed to hand it over in this quarter. So Seher and Aditya. So they are on time?
So Ashiana Seher is on schedule. We have received occupancy certificate in Ashiana Seher. Ashiana Aditya, we have applied for occupancy certificate. If occupancy certificate comes soon, then we'll be on track for this quarter. Otherwise, it might slip. You know, a month in, like, it might slip into April as well. But as of now, I think it's on track for March. But these things can go, you know, it's not as easy to predict these deliveries as we would like to.
Although every quarter we do revisit, and if we see any kind of indication that there might be a change, we do make the changes in the information that we share in the...
And just one more correction on Ashiana Daksh. If you're looking at the presentation, Ashiana Daksh phase 2 and 3 are in the presentation for Q1 FY24. Ashiana Daksh phase 1 has been delivered and therefore it's not in the ongoing project summary at all. And it's in the completed project summary. It will be there.
Sure, sir. And sir, what is our thoughts on the margin? What kind of margin should we expect on our all these projects?
Two, three things. One is on the, what I would say are gross profit margins. Gross profit margins, typically we have underwritten 30%, okay? However, in the older projects, average gross profits are a little lower, maybe 27-28% is what we are getting. Our selling costs, right now would be across on board. So in Aditya and Seher and Daksh, the selling costs are lower. We are averaging about 4% selling cost, and selling costs vary between 2 to 8% depending on the projects. Some outliers might be there from that range also, but that's typically what we are experiencing. So, but I would say an average about selling cost is about 4-4.25% is what we are looking at. And general administrative costs are more fixed in nature. So, you know, they are on a fixed quantum. So that's the kind of margins we are looking at right now. My view and expectations are that we are in a margin expansion zone and gross profit margins should have started improving and will, I think, continue to improve, and we should bridge that 30% barrier on a blended average basis.
Sure, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Not now, but, you know, maybe 2-3 years from now when we deliver some of the projects which have been launched in this year.
Sure, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, if you have a question, you may enter star and one. We have the next question from the line of Harsh Beria, a professional investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, congratulations for the very good performance this quarter. I have a question on the Ashiana Prakriti project in Jamshedpur. It seems that our share of revenues has increased from 73.6% to 76.6%. I think in the last presentation it was mentioned as 73.6, and in this one it's mentioned as 76.6. Is there something to call out there?
No, sure. I will have that corrected. As there is a typo on this from our end, we'll get that data corrected. The first one was correct. 73.6 was correct. It's not exactly a typo. The structure is a little complicated. So sometimes we give a blended rate. There are some aspects of that we can recover. We have some recoveries in the revenue share. So as in when the expected revenues go a little, thing is varies a little bit. We'll have this corrected. This was an error at our end for this. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for that clarification. If I look at deliveries pipeline for FY24, a number of our Jaipur projects should get delivered, such as Daksh, Amantran, Umang. What are the kind of gross profit margins at which these projects were underwritten at?
Daksh, Seher, and Aditya, correct?
Yes, but I think in the slides you have also mentioned that some phases of Amantran and Umang would also get delivered.
Amantran and Umang, okay. So, again, these would have a blended average of about 27%. They vary between 25 to 29%, I would say. Aditya is a little lower, actually, what we are expecting. So, this will vary a little bit. And future phases of most of these projects will have a better GP because prices in the later phases have been higher. So in Ashiana Amantran phase 3, our gross profit margins would be higher than Ashiana Amantran phase 1. Similarly, Ashiana Umang phase 6 would be better than Ashiana Umang phase 5 because we have been able to check better prices in future projects. So even the gross profit margin will vary across phases.
Okay, so on a reported basis, I think our EBITDA margins would still, or our reported ROEs would still be in single digits in FY24. Is that understanding correct? Just on a reported basis.
We missed out on some deliveries and therefore our ROEs in reported basis would still be high single digits is what I would expect where they are at right now. A little bit of depends what deliveries we get in, yeah.
And my last question is, it seems now we have enough pipeline that we have built over the last few years and we are set for pre-sales of 1,000 to 1,200 crores. Do we see, this is also the number which we reached in the past. Do we see a scope for expansion of this by 20-25% each year, given that we have enough pipeline and we also have much more brand equity in markets such as Gurgaon now?
So, two things. The best we have done before is 671 crores. Okay, so we haven't hit the, we never breached the 1,000 crore threshold.
Sorry about that. I meant the volumes. I meant the volumes. We had reached about 2.3 million in the price.
A little bit of change in the company in the per square foot pricing has also happened because we've gone into markets which are a higher price, right? And that has also happened in those things. So two, three things. One, more than also just increasing, we are also, what I would say, our business is cyclical. So what is it that we can do to increase the base revenues that we would have, if that's the way to put it, is something that's what we are also considering and seeing what to do around that. And I think one of the strategies that we'll play out is we will look to expand senior living. So as we do senior living more and more, I think overall base case numbers should increase and hopefully that will start playing out. And as you said, 25, those things will be important. We are also looking to dig deeper into Gurgaon. We've started seeing success there after a lot of work. We also believe that Jaipur also we can do more work than what we are doing today. So both opportunities for growth there remain.
and we are looking for higher numbers. That said, as I said, land prices were worrying me and still worry me. That said, my sense has started coming that land prices have started plateauing, have started stabilizing, and it might be an opportune time to start looking at transactions again. And if that happens, we can scale that up further. So that's the way we are looking at things. Overall, I'm excited about the business right now, the way we are.
Just follow up on this is, what is the current proportion of our business coming from senior citizen, and how do you envisage this maybe 2-3 years ahead?
On an annual basis, it varies anywhere between 10% to 20%. It is the number that we had a little higher number this year. The percentage of senior living came is become lower because we, you know, launched, we launched other projects and the base became larger. So Vikash ji is here gesturing to me on senior living. Instead of tracking percentages, what we want to track is what kind of an absolute base case scenario in senior living are we able to hit.
Just as an example, if suppose we clocked 15 lakh and out of that we did 3 lakh sq ft of senior living, the percentage looks like a good healthy 20%. But then, if suppose the overall base goes up to, say, 20-25 lakh, that same 3 lakh looks like a smaller percentage. So it's the absolute number that we should ideally target, that how do we go from 3 lakh to 5 lakh or 6 lakh or even more than that.
Yeah. So right now, I think this year we will do about 150 crores of in value of area booked in senior living this year, is what my expectations are. I think we have a 3-4-year view to get this north of 300 crores-400 crores is where at least we would like it to get to, if not more. And with higher overall margins as compared to what we would experience in non-senior living. So get a little higher profit margin and better returns on our capital.
And so, just to simplify this, if we are doing 150 crores, I would imagine we would at least be doing profit margins of 15% on our senior living. So going ahead, the idea is to kind of try to get this profit pool, like expand this profit pool and make that the base.
Correct. Yes. It's to expand this profit pool and make it a bigger part of the pie. Yes, absolutely.
And that would hopefully reduce the cyclicality in our numbers.
Can you say that again, please?
And this would hopefully reduce the cyclicality in the reported numbers going forward.
Absolutely, though, that we would like to reduce more than the cyclicality in the reported numbers, cyclicality in the operations. Reported numbers are some cyclicality driven by accounting norms. That's not as the bigger worry. The bigger, you know, the bigger thing is cyclicality in the real estate cycle itself, and have a and protect ourselves from it.
Yeah, I appreciate that point. Also, is my understanding correct that you would at least be doing the 15% profit margins in senior living housing?
Yeah, so we don't do after-tax profit margins on project-by-project scenario or segmented. We look at it only at the gross profit level. Again, and these margins vary project to project, but what we are aiming for is senior living gross profit margins to be about, you know, 3 to 5 percentage points higher than general.
Is the selling cost also lower in the senior citizen projects?
Senior living selling costs are similar, higher at the launch of a new location, new project, and then trends downwards as in when we build a brand in the location.
Okay, so it follows the normal cycle, as across the projects. Okay, thanks for the clarification. That's it from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, if you have a question, you may enter star and one. We have the next question from the line of Jimit Shah from Investor. Please go ahead.
Sir, can you give any guidance on deliveries for Q4 and for FY24? And what about profitability? When can we achieve consistent profitability?
Hi, Jimit. So on terms of delivery guidances are provided in the 17th slide of the deck that right. we have uploaded. Okay. Mm. It says in which year we expect to hand over to the customer. That's the date, you know, that's the quarter for delivery you can expect that we'll take.
So if I'm right, we will deliver 6 lakh square feet in Q4.
That's I would expect that. Yes, we should have about 6 lakh square foot. 6.5 lakh square foot is what we're looking
to deliver. And 10 to 12 lakh square foot in Q1.
I don't have the Q1 or 10 to, I don't see those numbers as 10 to 10, okay. 12 lakh square foot. If I total up this sheet, it's more like 6.5. And the Q4 number...
6.5 in Q4.
Huh?
6.5 in Q4 you are expecting.
And even Q1, no Q1 of FY24. If you look at, there are 3 deliveries planned in Q1 of
FY24. Yeah, right.
Again, These deliveries can go one quarter here or there a little bit. I would say, you know, Ashana Dutch phase 2 is slated for Q1, but there is a potential of delivering it in Q4 also of FY23 itself. Ashana Aditya, which is slated for Q4 of FY23, could go to Q1 of FY24. We deliver on getting occupancy certificates from the government, which can, you know, sometimes can get delayed more than we expect. Okay, and sometimes come in faster than we expect. So I would just say that, keep that in mind.
Right. Okay, sir. Thank you. So when can we expect consistent profitability?
Consistent profitability from a reported perspective, I think, is a difficult thing because our deliveries can get bunched up. What we have had, though, over the last actually 2-3 years now, consistently positive, good operating cash flows. From a metric to see whether the operations are positive, that's what we look at. If you have seen FY2021, FY21-22, had great cash flows. 22-23, we were a little slow because one blip in a quarter where we front-loaded some cash flows for construction before launches and for advertising. But if you see that, that's the consistent number that we would like to track from an operational perspective. Reported profits can vary a little bit here or there.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, if you have a question, you may enter star and one. We have the next question from the line of Harsh Beria, a professional investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for this follow-up. I think in the last call or the call before that, we were discussing about some capital return policies such as a buyback or maybe a dividend. Has there been more discussions about it by the board?
There have been. So on buybacks and dividends and capital return thought processes, we have had... we have had a few discussions, at least at the executive board member levels, if not at the full board level. There has been discussions. We are discussing and deliberating and trying to wrap our heads around it. I think it's a process that we are understanding whether we should do it or not.
Okay. And one question that I have is about the number of units that we have sold. So we have given numbers in terms of pre-sale volumes and pre-sales value. How many units have we sold so far this year?
It would be hard to say, but I would say 1200 something. I think we're averaging about 70 lakhs a unit as a ticket size, somewhere around that. I wouldn't have the number right now.
But you can, again, if you write to investor relations, we'll send that data out to you.
Perfect. Thanks for that clarification. And that's it from my side.
Thank you, Harsh.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, you may enter star and one. As there are no further questions, I would like to hand the conference back to the management for closing comments. Please go ahead.
We would like to thank all of you for being on this call and being so patient with all the questions and answers. If we were unable to take any questions, please feel free to write to us directly or reach out to us directly. And with that, we would like to conclude the call. A lot of the material we have spoken about is posted on our website, and you can also email your queries for any further clarification. Thank you once again for taking the time to join us on the call. Thank you.
Thank you, members of the management. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Ashiana Housing Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your line. Thank you.